everyone. My name is Victoria.
And my name is Monica.
And welcome to the Little Lits podcast.
This is a podcast especially for kids under the age of 12 where they talk about real life issues.
So we want to give kids an opportunity to talk about things that really matter to them, and we're making sure kids' voices get heard.
Get more information about the work we do at www.littleliterature.com.
Again, that's www.littleliterature.com. So, stay tuned for the next episode
and we'll be right back. Hi guys.
Hello everyone.
We are back with another episode.
Yes, we are. Again.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today we are going to be talking about money.
All the cash.
It's all about the money. No, I'm joking. yeah, we're talking about money. Let's get straight into it. So money, is it important?
Yes.
Do we really need money?
100%.
Does money bring happiness?
Sometimes.
So we asked kids their views on money, and it's interesting. I found that a lot of kids don't do, not chores. Yeah, chores. Some of the kids I asked, I was like, so they know their parents go to work, they work really hard to get money. So I was like, if you want something, how do you get that thing? Like, do you have to do stuff to earn money? And a lot of their answers is like, no, I just get given money. Or I'll be really, really good so I can get something. So it was interesting. I had to explain like a chore to like one of the kids. They didn't know what that word meant, and it just made me think like, wow, like the kids nowadays have it easy. You just
100%. I didn't even get anywhere near the conversation of chores or working for money.
Hello, today I have with me
Amari Shaquille James. I am 7 years old.
Amari, lovely intro. So today I'm going to be talking to you about money. So what is money?
Money is something what you use to buy stuff now or later.
Okay, so do you have money?
A little bit, because I'm trying to save it for a very nice game I really want.
Okay, so you have money. So where do you get your money from?
I get my money from my mum.
Okay, so how do you think your mummy gets money?
I think by working so hard, she earns money.
Okay, so mummy works really hard. That's how she gets her money.
Yeah.
Do you think it's easy for adults to get money?
No, because you have to do stuff for other people to get money.
Do you know what a chore is?
No.
Okay, so do you know what pocket money is?
Yes.
What's pocket money?
Pocket money is something what you get from your parents or your friends or your friend's parents if you be so good.
Okay, so when I meant a chore, so I meant, well, when I was growing up, we had to do stuff around the house. So like put your shoes away, wash up, tidy up. So that's how we earned money. Do you have like chores type things now?
No.
So you just get given money?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think it's important for people to have money?
Yes.
Why do you think it's important?
To buy stuff now and later.
Do you think everybody has money?
Not everyone. Sometimes only poor people don't have any money.
Yeah, everyone was pretty much like, no, I just ask mummy and daddy and I get it. But I know they work really hard, or I'll try to be really, really good to get the thing that I want. But it never equated to them having to actually do something in order to get that money.
Cool.
But it's interesting because a family I used to nanny for, they had like their family points, and that equated to money.
Yeah, you mentioned that in another episode.
Yeah,
as well.
So I thought that was like a good idea for them to get the understanding of how money's earned. Like,
yeah, you do something and money is the reward of an action or something that you've chosen to do.
Yeah, because I feel like, especially like toys and stuff nowadays, it's just so expensive. So if you're just giving, 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 you don't know like the full value of the product. Yeah. So it's easy for you to throw down this toy because you don't want it anymore. But it's just like, no, that toy was like, do you know how much that was?
Mm.
And you've just gone and thrown it because there's a new version, or it just doesn't work like that.
Fair, fair, fair.
Riley.
How old are you?
6 years old.
Okay, Riley, do you think it's important for people to have money?
Yes.
Why do you think it's important?
Because they can get, buy food for the children so they don't get sick. And they can get medicine so they don't, to the children don't die.
How do you think adults get money?
By working.
I asked, like, do you think your parents had to work really hard in school to get the jobs?
Oh, really?
That they had to get now to earn this money. And some were like, no. I just feel like when you're older, you can just apply, and if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you just have to work harder at the job that you do.
What's so sad is that some of them are wrong.
Yeah, so that is true. That is true.
For some people, they just rock up and lucky straws.
Mm. And then someone mentioned homelessness.
Okay.
That if you don't necessarily have money, their words were, you'll be poor.
Mm.
And you might end up homeless. So I was like curious, is like, so how do you become poor or homeless?
So how do you think poor people survive if they don't have money?
They survive from the stuff what they already have to use it as good materials or food.
Okay, so what makes someone poor?
It's when you use all your money and buy it for junk.
Okay. What does a poor person, what makes someone poor to you? So what, because you said poor, if poor people don't have money, describe what a poor person is or what they might look like to you.
Poor people don't have that much clean clothes, and they just live on the streets and just sit down, and they're just begging for people to give them money.
So like a homeless person?
Yeah.
Okay, how do you think someone might have become homeless? Do you know?
Sometimes someone can steal your money, or sometimes you don't have enough money to go to work and you just buy stuff for junk.
The kids that I spoke to also mentioned that as well, around money equates to ownership. So if you've got money, then you can buy what you want, do what you want. And then I started to ask around the topic of responsibility with money. And the child that I spoke to was very, very adamant that adults should be more responsible with what they spend their money on, because similarly to how kids can get a toy today and then be bored of it tomorrow, adults can buy a bag today or buy a pair of shoes and then be bored by next week or next season.
My name is Naomi and I'm 11 years old.
Fantastic. So, Naomi, what is the importance of money to you?
It's not really that important. I just feel like it's really something that I could have to sort of treat myself occasionally. It doesn't really have much importance to me now, because I feel like in time you are going to get more of it, and it's not really going to be as big as a thing now than later on.
Okay, so why do you think money is important for later on in life?
I think it's important for later on in life because as you get older, you start needing a lot more things, like your own house and like food and stuff like that. And obviously they all come at a cost. So I feel like as you get older, you start needing more things, and that's when money is going to start to come in.
Okay. Yeah. What sort of things can you buy with money?
Basically everything, from food to houses and computer and even education. Basically most of the things you have,
you would have to have bought with money. So like clothes and furniture, houses, basically everything.
And it's just like, whose responsibility is it to teach the younger generation about money? Like at school, you're taught the basics, 50p, £1 change and all that stuff. But
that's for maths, not
yeah,
for
there's no actual
life.
Like financial responsibility. There's no actual lessons on. And I definitely feel like it's needed.
Yeah. Yeah, the young people that I spoke to said the same thing, that there's a responsibility that comes with having money. But she was also able to look at herself and see how her family's wealth put her in a certain position in society above other people, which was interesting. And then when she referred to people that she felt were above her, that was when she spoke about the responsibility more.
What about people in other countries that don't have a lot of money? How's their life in comparison to yours?
Well, I think that I have a bigger privilege than them, because obviously like I have money and I can I could basically nearly every day walk into a shop and see something I like, whereas it's sort of a bit of a struggle for them, because they'd like, it could just be a case of window shopping for them. They could just stand there thinking, oh, I really want that, and then I can walk into a shop and buy it every day.
What's the difference between you and someone who is richer than you?
I feel like someone who's richer than me has a lot more like things, and I don't really think that they would really think about what they're getting. They could just get something because, oh, that really looks nice. Whereas someone with less money, they'd really have to think about, would I need this, because the money that I'm using to pay for this could be used for something else, like bills. Whereas somebody who's like, has a lot of money and who's much richer can just walk into a shop and look, oh, I really like that, or can just like pick up a magazine and say, oh, that's really cool, I want that, and they could just go straight into buying it, and then later on in the next 2 weeks they probably won't even care about it. Whereas if somebody with less money bought it, they'd basically be wanting to use it or wear it, or they'd have more, they'd care about it more because they know that they could have used that money for something else. Whereas somebody else with lots more money wouldn't really do that.
I'm responsible when it comes to finances. However, I don't know where is this learned from? Do you know what I mean? Like, who? Because I know people that I look and I'm just like, I would never.
Do you think we're taught to be stingy as well then?
I was thinking like, I don't know.
Or is it wise? Because what you would classify as stingy, someone else would be like, no, I'm just being frugal or wise with my money.
No, but I feel like there's to a certain extent, like, come on. You can't be dying on thirst and you're not willing to spend, like, money on
juice.
But
there's a tap at home.
Well, then don't look at me when I'm drinking my juice then. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a limit. Like, I get you being frugal or you want to save and that, but you can't be, like, thirsty and, like, looking at me drinking my juice. Like, come on.
But in terms of our spending habits and the impact that it has on our families and our kids, how do you think that plays out for kids if you think about things like packed lunch?
That's a good question.
Because I know for some people, they can't afford to have a particular brand, or their parents can't afford to have a particular brand. However, you've still got crisps, for example. But you want the same crisps that everybody else has, or
listen,
other people have.
Beggars can't be choosers. You eat within your mum, your parents' pay bracket.
Do you think kids understand it?
No, because I don't feel like...
I don't feel like adults understand it,
yeah,
to be
honest.
Yeah,
and I feel like I've been around certain people with their kids, or... Oh, mummy, can I have this or can I get that? No.
Just put it on the credit card.
Or no, but then you'll still get it, or I can't afford it right now, or...
But you'll give it to them, so in their mind they haven't seen you work for it.
Or they don't get, like, I can't always get what I want.
That goes back to what Aiden Krishna was saying about kids' happiness and mental health in the last episode, where he was basically talking about kids not getting what they want, and then that setting them off into a state of depression or sadness, and they just need to be more grateful for what they have.
And on the flip side, kids that always get what they do want, but then adulthood doesn't work like that. So when you get to adulthood and you're told no for the first time, it's devastating.
Or when you can't do it yourself, it throws you off completely because you're wondering how.
Yeah.
Okay. So I asked my young person if she knew what investments were.
I don't even know if adults know what investments were. I sat there thinking, do I even know?
The full entirety. This is what she had.
What is an investment?
I think an investment is where you... I think it's where you keep money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly too sure what it is, but I think it's when you put money into something. I'm not really sure. I think it's where you put money into something and then later on you can use that money for something else, or it's when you put money, when you pay something just to tell them that you are either going to do it or you are going to pay for it, but it's like you put money in a bit by bit.
So basically she got the concept of putting money aside. I think she mentioned monthly. Putting money aside and then getting it back later somehow. That was what she coined it as. And I was basically trying to understand if she felt that it was important. And in summary, her response was yes, because it's almost like saving for a rainy day.
Yeah.
And I think investment can sometimes seem like such a big, big, big word or a big term. But for kids, that could be as simple as delayed gratification. So you can choose to have £2 now, or you can choose to have £5 on the weekend. Do you get what I mean? They've allowed that to sort of grow over time, if we can keep it in that way. So that might also be a way to speak to kids about investments and how to manage their money better.
What would your advice to adults be about spending money and using money?
I think my advice would be, don't just walk into like a shop or pick something up and think, oh, that's really cool, I'm going to buy that. Because there are people out there who don't have the money that you could be spending on the most ridiculous thing ever. So I'd say be careful about what you're spending money on, because people out there, they don't have that money that you're spending. And it could be really beneficial to them. So don't just go around and go buying whatever you think is cool or funny, or make your mates think that you're cool. Just buy stuff that will be beneficial to you and that will help you, or get stuff, or even just try to help other people.
Any last words, Monica?
Parents, have you had a conversation with your kids about money? Do you do chores in your house? Do your kids have to do stuff to earn money? Let us know.
Indeed. You can get involved in the conversation at littlelit_, and that's on Twitter and also on Instagram. You can also use the hashtag littlelitspodcast, and that's all one word. Again, that is littlelitspodcast.
Keep the conversation going, guys, and we'll see you soon.
See you in another episode. Bye.
Respect.
Thanks to all of you for listening to this episode, and a special thanks to all of the amazing children that were involved this week. As mentioned, Little Lit's podcast is brought to you by Little Literatures. This organisation is dedicated to promoting stories with kids, voices of kids, and learning for kids. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you on another episode.